Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Indeed, the quest is beginning. Seth, I put your question up on a poll on Twitter. We have 15 votes so far.
What's it say? How'd you phrase it? Phrasing is key.
I put hashtag SP2. I'm still trying to figure out how we want to brand the show hashtag-wise. We have the same initials. So it's Payne and Pendergast, so you could go 2P, but that's...
And we're both SP.
SP, yeah. So I put hashtag like SP2.
SP squared, yeah.
Yeah, I put hashtag SP2.
SPT means SP squared.
Yeah, yeah. So SP2, hashtag SP2 poll for Texan fans. Simple one. Pay Clowney or nah? And the two choices are pay the man and nah.
Yeah.
So we're 15 votes in. Now we're 26 votes in. What do you think is winning right now?
I bet Pay the Man is winning.
Pay the Man is winning 65-35.
Yeah. Because I just want to reduce this down to your gut feeling. Like, okay, when it comes to a huge purchase, sometimes it just comes down to like, whoa, all right, what are we doing here? Do I want to pay this guy or don't I? And obviously you can't pay him an actual contract until the end of this league year because of the rules of the franchise tag. But when it boils down to it right now, it looks very much like the Texans do not want to pay Jadeveon Clowney. They don't want him around long term. They're dithering around, accepting trade offers, negotiating with other teams, according to multiple reports. And if you're Clowney, you're not getting a warm, fuzzy feeling about, oh, this team really wants me around long term. This feels like this is going to be, if Clowney shows up, he's going to play 1 year. If the Texans can't trade him off beforehand. And I'm still at a loss as to exactly why. They have a bunch of cap space. When Mario Williams left, that made sense because the Texans did not have much cap space at all. They would have had to restructure a bunch of contracts, perhaps cut a couple guys to get Mario Williams in under a competitive contract. This is the exact opposite situation. They have all the money in the world to do it, and Clowney, frankly, is a better football player than Mario Williams was when Mario went up and got a league record contract with the Buffalo as a free agent.
Yeah, well, in 2011 was a deeper team, too. You could watch Mario walk and know that we got this guy, J.J. Watt, who's going to be in his second year. We have Connor Barwin, who had double-digit sacks. Brooks Reed actually had a really good rookie year. Now, did all that stuff end up coming to fruition in 2012?
Peter King predicted that Brooks Reed would be the defensive player of
the year. Going into 2012. He had a Texan second-year player as defensive player of the year, just the wrong one.
Oh, that's right. It would have been J.J.
Brooks Reed
over J.J.
How crazy is that?
Because they both had good playoffs.
They did.
Both, like, Brooks Reed showed up in the playoffs.
That's nuts. Man, in retrospect, God, you bring that up. That is crazy. I think it'll be interesting to see what happens with this poll we just put up. If you go to Twitter, and I copied the station on it, so hopefully we retweet it. But it's on my Twitter timeline. Just simply, pay Clowney or no. And Pay Clowney is winning right now. I think Pay Clowney is going to win. And, Seth, I wonder if part of the reason why Pay Clowney is going to win is because Texan fans are just terrified of what the solutions are that are on the table right now, hearing this news that they might be shopping him and potentially trading him when the value for Clowney is the absolute lowest. This would be like selling a stock at its 52-week low.
And it would be one thing if you were selling the stock because you had to pay the mortgage.
Yeah.
It'd be one thing if you were in dire financial straits and you have to make a decision that you know isn't wise, but you figure, all right, well, I just have to do this. Kind of like if you have to use your credit card for a cash advance. There's times in your life where, man, that's not a wise financial decision, but you have to do it.
Yeah.
The Texans are in the exact opposite. They're sitting on a mound of cap space. There's no reason at all to let Clowney go for anything other than a premium price right now. It's just because of all the vagaries of the cap and the negotiating rules and everything else like that, the market out there is not nearly as strong right now as it will be, like, say, in January. Or like it was when the Texans reportedly reached out to the Chiefs after it was too late, because the Chiefs had already traded for Frank Clark before the draft. Ugh. Like, this whole Clowney scenario feels a whole lot like a team that had a GM they were about to fire and then a team that didn't have a plan for what to do after they fired the GM.
What are the odds that if the Clowney thing winds up playing out in a way where everybody's pissed off about it, that we wind up hearing a story floated out there weeks, maybe months afterwards, that it was Brian Gain who put the kibosh on a deal with the Kansas City Chiefs before the draft.
Then you could see why he got fired. Then if you're sitting here in this situation where Bill O'Brien, for whatever reason, doesn't want to pay Jadeveon Clowney long term, at least get maximum value from him. Get a first rounder out of him. And now the best way to get that, the best way to get a first rounder out of Jadeveon Clowney right now would be to let him play the season for the Texans.
Yeah.
Because then next year when you franchise tag him, any team could actually sign him in free agency and they would owe the Texans a first and a third rounder.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like, so they wouldn't even have to go through a trade. They would just say, hey, Clowney, here's the deal. You want to take it? If Clowney agrees to it, then the Texans can either match it or they give up a first and a third rounder.
Yeah.
And off to the races you go.
Or they could do a trade, right?
Right, like, right.
Or they could franchise him and do a trade. So, yeah, and the other thing, before we get to Andrew Luck here in just a second, Payne and Pendergast, we are live at Texans training camp, which gets started at 8:50 a.m. today. The other last thing about Clowney, and we'll certainly talk about this as the morning goes on, John McClain's going to join us at 8. John Harris going to jump in at 9. Vandy's going to be by along the way as well during practice. Is that we get asked a lot about this, like, okay, well, if all of a sudden there's this smoke about the Texans looking to move Clowney, is this being driven from Clowney's end of things, right?
Right.
Is Clowney going to the team saying, I don't want to be here anymore? We talked to people who are pretty close to the situation, and all indications are Clowney wants to be in Houston. He wants to be a Houston Texan. He likes it here. He likes the team. He likes the city. It would appear, at least from the things that we hear, that it's more coming from the other side.
We started hearing about the Miami stuff a little over a week ago.
Right.
And it seemed very much to us that was all team-driven and not on Clowney's side at all. And it seems to have borne out that way.
Yep.
And it doesn't feel at all... It doesn't feel at all like Clowney wants out of Houston. It seems like he really would like to be here and he'd love to get this long-term contract. He's just simply not wanted. It's like a guy, it's in a marriage and he's trying to do all the right things, but his wife just feels like she missed out on her 20s and she wants to have a good time.
She's out on the town.
That's where Bill O'Brien right now
he's
just
out
went
on
out,
the town.
Got himself a hot little dress and is like, I feel like I've never really lived before. Sorry, Jadeveon, you're a nice guy, but you're just not for me anymore.
You're just not the 34th best tackle in football, which is what they're going to wind up trading him in
for. I'm going to shack up with some fat, sloppy, substandard offensive tackle. Instead of you, Jadeveon.
Oh, God.
And then 5 years from now, it'll be Bill O'Brien knocking on Clowney's door at 2 a.m. I don't know what I was thinking.
I'm sorry.
It just, you know, I was in a weird place.
What do you make of all the Andrew Luck stuff, Seth? Andrew Luck, the report now, they think it's some sort of ankle injury with him. He's not going to play, according to Adam Schefter, Andrew Luck is not going to play
all of the preseason.
In all likelihood for the rest of the preseason.
Which sounds eerily like a couple of years ago. When the Colts kept saying, nothing to see here. Nope, everything's fine. Nothing to see here. Nothing to see here. Oh, by the way, Andrew Luck has a really, really bad shoulder issue. This feels a little bit more like conventional conservatism, like they're being careful with it.
Yeah.
Jim Irsay spoke about it, and like often happens when Jim Irsay speaks about anything, he made the situation way more confusing. He said
he was speaking like he just got a medical degree.
He, as far as I could tell from this article I read, honestly, I'm so confused about the situation more so now having read this article and listened to Jim Irsay, and I read it twice. It appears that Andrew Luck has some bone in his ankle, which is that only like 5% of the population has.
Yeah.
And it can cause pain. Ryan Diem, a former Colts lineman, had the same situation. Yet at the same time, they're saying that that bone has nothing to do at all with the actual situation. Is that how what you got from this?
I got that it started as a calf because I heard Chris Ballard. I heard a cut from Chris Ballard on my way in. They played on CBS Sports Radio on Taz and the Moose. And it sounds like it had been an ankle injury that's moved down, or it had been a calf. It was manifesting itself as a calf injury, but it's moved down. The pain's moved down to the ankle, and they've drilled down to where they think it's that bone that you're talking about that Ryan Diem, a former offensive lineman, had an issue with after the Super Bowl in 2007.
The os trignum bone,
of
course, which everybody remembers.
Which I guess the worst case scenario is he would have to go in for a procedure and he'd miss 4 to 6 weeks. What I read. I read that in the Indianapolis Star.
I'm always, not that I'm, you know, rubbing my hands in excited anticipation of an
injury.
Andrew Luck injury.
Right.
I'm not gonna cry my Cheerios over
it. I'm just going to remain neutral.
Right.
That's the good karmic thing to do, is to not root for it. But if it happens, hey, Not our fault.
This is the...
I just hope it drifts past week seven.
This has always been the big one question mark about Andrew Luck is, can he stay healthy? Mm-hmm. Last year, it looked like Frank Reich was going to help him a lot in that regard just because he started getting rid of the ball faster. So he's done a better job of not taking so many big hits like he used to early in his career. But it's... Andrew Luck might be one of these strange dudes that's built like an absolute block of granite, yet somehow is more frail than he looks.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll see.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.